Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Jesus walked the earth, there's an amazing thing that stands out. In spite of the great crowds that followed him, he never took his eyes off of individuals. This happened in a remarkable way when a huge crowd followed him across the Sea of Galilee. Notice the conversation he had with one of his disciples named Philip.
"Therefore, when Jesus looked up and noticed a huge crowd coming toward him, he asked Philip, 'Where will we buy bread so these people can eat?' He asked this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered, 200 denarii worth of bread wouldn't be enough for each of them to have a little.'"
Well, you know the rest of the story. Jesus multiplied 5 barley loaves and 2 fish and not only fed 5,000 men, but their wives and their children. When John recorded this event, why did he focus on one man, on Philip? Well, the answer is that Jesus was testing this man. You see, Philip did not yet comprehend how Jesus could be equal with God the Father. And knowing his heart, Jesus understood Philip's doubts, and consequently, he directed a question to Philip in order to test him, not to set him up for failure, but to help him grow in his faith. Well, actually, Philip failed the test, but Jesus turned this negative response into a positive. Eventually, Philip believed with all his heart, which was the basis of his salvation experience. So let's remember this principle to live by. When we're seeking to know the truth, we should be confident that Jesus Christ is interested in each one of us and our eternal relationship with the Father.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.